Women's E-News, weekly summary of news about women, women's issues, and from women's perspectives. From the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of December 13, 2008, I'm Ana Maria Roque. Starting with the good news, Cheers! Morocco accepts CETA. King Mohammed VI of Morocco formally banned discrimination against women during a speech to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Officially, the king lifted Morocco's reservations to the United Nations Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. The 1979 treaty, commonly known as CEDA, guaranteeing women's equity. Morocco signed the treaty in 1993, but like many other Arab nations, did so only with reservations to clauses that contradicted national or Islamic laws. The king said that reservations were no longer necessary since Morocco passed an updated national family law in 2003, increasing women's legal rights. More news to cheer this week. In Swaziland, 500 battered women have become involved in 47 self-help groups, formed to help them develop small businesses and gain financial independence. The Interpress Service reported, the women generate about $15,000 in profit from their own businesses in 1 year. The Swedish Feminist Initiative Party is pushing for abortion to be recognized as a human right, the Associated Press reported. The party's efforts are a response to religious pressure to remove abortion rights from the European Union agenda. On Thursday, Ireland agreed to hold a second vote on the European Union's Lisbon Treaty, rejected by Irish voters in June, partially because of public views that the treaty would threaten the national abortion ban. EU officials made some concessions in the treaty to allow member nations more autonomy on social issues. Sierra Leone's First Lady, Sia Nyama Korama, said she plans to ensure the sustainability of maternal and newborn health after attending a national health conference, the Concord Times reported. Korama called for efforts to reduce maternal and newborn mortality, seeing as Sierra Leone has the world's highest maternal and child death rates, according to UNICEF. The Independent reported that London's women will have access to birth control pills from pharmacies without prescription through a pilot program. The pill will be offered after women are interviewed by pharmacists. If the test run is successful, the pilot would extend to all of England. Activist Esther Chavez received Mexico's National Human Rights Award on Thursday in recognition of her work with battered women, AP reported. Chavez helped draw the world's attention to scores of femicides that have occurred since 1993. Chavez is a Women's E-News 21 leader for the 21st century, 2003. Sojourner Morrell, a 17-year-old Briton, and Hanna Seidelhofer, a 21-year-old Austrian, are the first women to be accepted to the Spanish Riding School of Vienna, the world's oldest equestrian school. In an effort to break the school's male exclusivity, a Viennese society hostess and owner of the Sacher Hotel was appointed general director last year. And now for the downside of news. Cheers! U.S. denies women asylum. Women fleeing their country due to a lack of protection from domestic violence find no help or security through the United States asylum policy. The 8-year-old policy specifies that domestic violence victims are eligible for asylum and legal citizenship, but the federal government has not issued rules to implement the policy since it came into effect in 2000. As a consequence, some asylum cases are put on hold for years. More news to Jeer this week. Regardless of where they live, women may lose $434,000 in income compared to men over 40 years of working full-time. According to Lifetime Losses, the Career Wage Gap, a report released on December 8 by the Center of American Progress Action Fund. The largest salary gender gaps arise in finance and management careers, the smallest in construction and maintenance. The number of women in Maine murdered by intimate partners has nearly doubled in the past year, the Portland Herald Tribune reported. 8 women died in domestic violence killings in the state during 2007. So far in 2008, there have been 17 deaths. The 400 women and human rights activists who marched on November 25th in Managua, Nicaragua's capital city, protesting gender-based violence and calling for the decriminalization of abortion, were blocked by the ruling Sandinista Front, the Nikkei Times reported. The Sandinista government has a zero-tolerance policy toward all forms of civic protest. The displacement of over 250,000 individuals in Congo's North Kivu region has fueled brutal acts of sexual violence in the region. The South Kivu Women Media Association reported at least 10 rapes where the perpetrators poured petrol on the victims' vaginas and set them on fire. There is no comprehensive tally of sexual violence since the outbreak of fighting in August. Negotiations are underway in Nairobi to settle the conflict between rebels and the government, but no women are participants. Abortion opponents are seeking to prevent the Planned Parenthood Federation of America from receiving public money for its programs and clinics, claiming the family planning funds should not be a priority in times of economic crisis, the Wall Street Journal reported. A third of Planned Parenthood's budget comes from government grants for sex education and non-abortion healthcare for low-income women and teens. Also noted in the news this week, applications from women to become egg donors and surrogate mothers are increasing as a result of the economic crisis. The Wall Street Journal reported on December 9th that applications rose 30% at the Chicago's Alternative Reproduction Resources Agency. The average compensation for egg donors is between $3,000 and $8,000, and $25,000 for surrogates. These news briefs were compiled by Yulia Anglehescu. Dominic Segal is the Arabic editor, and Jennifer Thurston is managing editor. Rita Henley-Jensen is the editor-in-chief. Background music is by Joan Hickey. This production of Women's E-News is brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio. This column and more news about women can be found at Women's E-News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio, I'm Anumarai Roque.